Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about seismic risk in Oregon.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. There was a lot that went on in the legislature. I can't remember how many bills had been passed, but it was phenomenal. And now we're going to see them hit and become implemented. It'll be an interesting ride.
Well, and there are certain things concerning real estate that are a bit startling, and at this particular point, I'm not exactly sure how to deal with them. Dealing with seismic integrity, a seller is required to disclose the seismic risk in the property that they're selling.
And how would they know the seismic risk?
I think that's called an engineering report.
That will be interesting. Engineers are tough to get a hold of to take a look at a problem on a property for me right now, so it'll be fascinating to see if we can fill the gap in regards to the demand for those engineers.
Exactly. It'll be an interesting process. I don't know exactly how to deal with it at the moment, but they're really concerned with unenforced masonry construction. That's the primary concern, as far as I understand the bill. There's actually two bills that were involved, but that's going to be a tough one. And it says properties being sold, not necessarily houses or commercial buildings. It seems to be any property being sold. And again, I am just getting this fresh. I don't understand enough about it to really talk about it, but I need to get the word out that particularly if you've got commercial property or property brick construction, etc., that could be a real tough situation.
That's right. We often have the job from the legislature to alert consumers to the need to disclose on items. It's been lead-based paint in the past. It's been siding disclosures, different types of structures or challenges in the process. So they put it on us at another level in regards to the seismic risk of a property. We will be the ones that need to be experts on this. We're not there yet.
We're not there yet. Now, the issue is really, how do I disclose something? And if it turns out to be an inaccurate disclosure, restated, I tell you it's no problem, no issue, and we have an earthquake tomorrow. Guess what? There's going to be liability, and somebody's going to have to stand for that liability issue. And I would think that's the seller and potentially the broker of the seller.
And I would encourage you to get a broker in the transaction so they can alert you to the situation there. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.